time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. This week's show, we're going to feature Clinton Central football once again with head coach George Gilbert. He's brought a couple players with him. We'll introduce you to them here in just a second. And also about 9:30 this morning, we're expecting to get a hold of Colton Crum and see how things are going up at Notre Dame. But until then, we're going to talk Clinton Central football. So, George Gilbert, you brought along a couple of players, so why don't you go ahead and introduce them for us?
Yeah, we brought our quarterback, outside linebacker, Owen Smith, and our offensive guard and defensive tackle, Hunter Salem, two of our seniors who helped lead our team.
How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, you guys ready to roll for tonight?
Very ready, yeah. We're excited.
That's good. So how does it feel to be in a situation, George, against us as well? Did you actually got an extra day? Did the extra day help or hurt you guys?
Well, we had some weather issues this week. We had rain on, what was it, Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we ended up going inside and then kind of lost the practice there because it's hard to have a full contact practice in the gym.
Right.
And so it was definitely ended up being nice having this extra day to prepare. I think our guys have handled it pretty well and have worked hard this week at practice. We're ready to go, so.
Yeah, I would agree with Owen. I think that the extra day of practice definitely helps, especially with the weather that we've been having this week and not being able to have as much contact as we would in a normal week.
George, how do you feel about that?
Well, you get a little out of routine.
That's why. That's what I was reason I brought that up.
Yeah, you get a little out of routine, but you know this is a big game. It was going to be a second round game, and now it's a sectional final. Since Trader Point dropped out. This becomes the championship tonight, which kind of gives us, we found out, I think it was Thursday, about 5:30, that Trader Point had just eliminated themselves from the tournament. So, gave us an extra day. The guys have really done a good job of getting acclimated to what we want to do. Our coaches have worked an incredible amount of time in preparation for Central Catholic, and the game plan really looks pretty solid. So, we're looking forward to this opportunity. Catholics coming in, the defending state champions. So, obviously, they got a lot there. And we've told our young men out at Clinton Central that was last year. This is this year. They're playing with a younger group. They have an incredible quarterback. Kid's a junior. Mm-hmm. He'll probably be a D1 prospect. 6'5". He's got all the tools. But our job there is to get him to have to throw fast. And if we are able to get him to throw fast, that could change the course of their offensive productivity. So we're really excited. We think it's going to be a great night. The downside is all the Class A teams get to come and watch Central Catholic and Central play.
Right.
So they're going to get to scout us firsthand.
How much fun or how much extra, maybe extra pressure, I don't think it does, but the fact now that you guys are the only team in the Hoosier Heartland still left.
Wow, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, you are. As of right now, you are.
And that's great. That's typical. That's what we expect at Central. This team has bought into the concept that we're going to get football back where it was at Central. We're going to win sectional games. We're going to win championships. We're going to get after it. And what these kids have demonstrated all year, you know, we bring a whole new staff into Central. These guys have had several coaches. And they have bought in from day one. What do you think, boys?
I think that the coaches take a lot of time to prepare, and that definitely helps with us still being in the race. Tonight's going to be an exciting night. I do believe that it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Yeah. Like Coach said, our whole goal this year was to just help turn our program around. Going 2-8 last year was not at all what any of us had planned on, and so this year, to be able to say that we are this far in the tournament, that we've won a sectional game, that in itself is a huge accomplishment for us. And so we're super excited about that, and we're glad to have the opportunity to keep fighting and try and stay in it. So,
Yeah, you know, Kim, we don't have to look at this game and fear losing. You know, we're the underdog. Everybody expects Central Catholic to come over Central and beat us up. In 2007, they brought an undefeated team into Central. Undefeated. Outstanding. Beat all the area schools. They were competing. And it came down to a two-point conversion they missed. We won 28-27. We've fared well with Catholic over the years. And I think our boys are going to demonstrate a great deal of class tonight. We've had outstanding character all season. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
For you guys, what's been the biggest change from this year from last year?
I would definitely say how much the coaches, you know, truly care about their players, and Coach Gilbert always making sure that we have what we need and that we're staying healthy and staying out of trouble and keeping our grades. And I think that's very important because it's not always about the field, but it's about the classroom as well.
Oh, and I'm pretty sure you've concur, knowing the family as I do. So,
Yeah, I definitely think we've got a great staff this year, and our boys have just, we've all bought in, and you know, we've had our struggles. Definitely, we've had those practices where, you know, guys just can't focus and coach has to get on us. But for the most part, most days we've been able to get out there and just work hard and make ourselves better. And I think it's shown by our record and by our play on the field this year. So.
You don't get on them, do you?
Well, you know, I do. But the boys learned early on that as we get on them, it has to do with football, and it's not personal. You should never have to look over your shoulder at your coaches. Should never have to think what your coaches are thinking about you. We're dealing with people. We got to be able to take care of the issues, the business part of it, and still show compassion to each other on a daily basis. So when we get on them, and my rule with my staff is, you can yell at a kid as much as you feel you need to yell at him about his athleticism. But before the end of the night, you make sure you hug him. Somehow, you touch his heart so he knows that when he goes home, his coach isn't angry at him. So often we forget that aspect. And I think I've believed that ever since I was a coach. I had great coaches that, you know, they would yell and scream at you and spit at you and everything else. And then they always give you that hug before they left. And I've carried it on through the mentorship that I've been a part of.
Now, how many seniors do you have this year?
We have eight seniors on this team, and they're all quality guys. Every single one of them have had some impact in where we're at. Not everybody starts, but they had impact. And the neat thing about our seniors, you don't have to be a starter to want to say something at one of our meetings. We've made that very clear. We allow our young players, if they have something to say, when we have an open forum, and we usually try to have an open forum quite often so boys can share their thoughts because, you know, it can't just be the coaches. We never play it down. So we make sure that they're totally involved.
You know, and that's something that I don't think a lot of coaches understand, maybe a lot of players understand either, has how much communication really plays a factor into how good a season you actually have where it's all said and done.
No, I would totally agree. I mean, with our two scheduled team meetings a week, you know, at the beginning of the week to go over, you know, the game plan and how we feel about that week. And then on Thursday night after practice, we sit down and have, you know, the same kind of conversation, but it's more open to the players and what they want to say. And I definitely think that that's important because especially with a big week like this, you need to be communicating within the team to make sure that everybody's on the same page and excited.
And everything moves forward the way it should.
Yeah.
So how... Everybody healthy except for one kid, I believe?
No, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Everybody's healthy. Everybody's okay. Ready to go. You know, coaches prepare kids to be able to play in big games. That is the goal. And to get to that point, you got to win along the way if you want to play in big games. And you got to be able to build confidence. I think our confidence right now is at a zenith. I think when we take the field tonight, if Catholic beats us, they're going to beat a team that's going to give them everything they got. And I know as our guys are listening to this in their homes and our families are listening to this, they know that all year long these boys have went out and never given up and played with extreme heart. I tell you what, we're going to come out, we're going to hit. We're going to hit from the start of the game to the end. And if things work out right, if we're able, you have the classic matchup. You have a pass team, a finesse team, a skills team against an old-fashioned, straight ahead, smash mouth football team. So it's a classic battle. And obviously, if we get down two or three scores, it's going to be difficult for us. Mm-hmm. But if we are able to get up and control the ball, it'll be extremely difficult because they will not get into a routine. They will not get that confidence they need to be able to continue on, and they'll get in a hurry. Thing what we want to do, we did this against Tri-Central a couple weeks ago. We got them to the point where they panicked and they got out of their game plan. Our offensive coordinator would never get out of his game plan. He's so set in his ways, and he waited and waited, and then we had the big play that won the game for us offensively, and defensively we just hit. So we're going to bring that mentality tonight. What do you think, boys?
Yeah, I 100% agree. We've been talking all week that if we're going to beat Catholic tonight, we've got to get after their quarterback. We've got to speed him up and make him throw passes that he doesn't want to throw, get him on the run. And, so our one goal tonight defensively is get them out of their game, get into their heads, get them to do things that they are not comfortable doing, make them make mistakes. And that's how we plan on winning this ball game, because offensively we think that we're going to be able to control how the game goes, and we think that we're going to be able to score on them. And so if we can just hold them defensively and restrain their passing offense, we believe that we can win this game pretty handily. So
I think that our defense has been so important throughout the season, you know, because we haven't really been worried about how our offense has played, because we've been pretty, you know, pretty good and not had to really worry about scoring. But I think tonight that that our offense is going to dictate how we play, you know, because usually it's our defense, and I think that it's most important that we can hold on to the ball and we can get them out of their groove, because they like to score fast, and if we can slow them down, then I hope that that will be the game changer.
Yeah, they'll get frustrated.
Yeah.
So the key word tonight, patience.
It is. Patience, and come out, and I put three things on the board last night. You know, Woody Hayes made it very clear when he coached football. He said it comes down to three basic things. One, you got to get off the ball. Two, you got to block. And three, you got to tackle. This is not a complicated game. If you take the complications out of it and you do the fundamentals, you're going to be in position to have success. And that's our goal.
Yep, I'm sure it is. I want to, and this is a question for each of you. How much has this year changed the way you look at things, and how much of a difference has this year made for all of you? Each one, and George, you're included in this.
I'm going to start. Okay. I tell you what, last year was such a horrible year. If I would have been a young coach, I would have been done after last year. We were over at Taylor, and bless their hearts, they're trying to get things going, but we were not the right staff. Our intensity was much more than what they could ever comprehend over there. And that's the way we've always coached, but they are nowhere near where they need to be. At Tri-Central, it was great. The intensity was always there. Tri-Central and Clinton Central are very comparable schools. Great people. Everything, I think, flowed. Being back at Central this year, I was a little apprehensive because, you know, I'm kind of an old school guy, and I'm 65 years old, and my staff's older, how these young men were going to buy in. But it's been pure joy. Kids don't miss practice. Kids work hard. We get on them. They respond. It's just been so much fun to be back. And it's been great to be back with our community. People are coming out to watch us play again. Everybody's excited. I was telling the boys at the end of our meeting last night, kids in the hallway are talking about football. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen or heard groups talking about high school football at Clinton Central. So it's been quite a deal, and it would not have been possible if our seniors wouldn't have bought in. And bless their hearts, they have. And it's been fun so far.
Guys, go ahead.
Yeah, like I kind of said earlier, last year was not a fun year of football. Obviously, we had our high moments, but overall, it was a really rough season. And so to be able to come out this year and just win as many games as we have, and just to be able to play as a team that all has one goal, and that's winning by 1 point every game, and it's just been really, really cool to see all the guys come together and play as one. And that's what coach has expected of us, and that's what I believe most of our guys have lived up to that expectation, game in and game out. And, so it's just been a real joy for all of us, I think, to be able to come together as men and work toward a common goal.
Yeah. So. Hunter, go ahead.
I think that Owen kind of touched on what, you know, I was going to say, but I think that Coach also said that Taylor, you know, wasn't ready for the intensity, and that's just not the way that they needed to be coached. But I feel like that in the previous years we haven't had that intensity, and I feel like that was, you know, the deal breaker on how we've been so successful this year is, you know, the intensity during practice and the intensity during games. You know, you could cut the air with a knife sometimes in the locker room before a game because of, you know, the intensity in the locker room and getting ready for such a big game. I think that tonight that intensity is going to come into play, because if we don't, you know, come out and hit and get them off their track, then, you know, it could go south real quick.
Okay. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down.
15, 14, 31.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're joined in the studio by a big group from Clinton Central today. We got head football coach George Gilbert and seniors Owen Smith and Hunter Salem. George, earlier you had mentioned the fact that this is a championship game tonight. Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that. First of all, I want to start with the fact that Clinton Prairie had to drop out because of the COVID stuff. And I really feel for Clinton Prairie. You know, they started to play better at the end of the season, and things were starting to gel. I realize what they're going through, sort of, but not at the same level as they do, because we lost our Carroll game at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, and it was devastating to us. I can't imagine losing, you know, the opportunity to play in the tournament when you're on a roll. It just had to be devastating to the community, to the players, to the coaches. So a shout out to Clinton Prairie, and we wish you all the best. and we're sorry to see you have to go. We would have loved to have had the opportunity to play you. So with that being said, Traders Point dropped out this week. We found out Thursday afternoon, my athletic director contacted me and said there was a news release that they weren't going to play. Now, I don't know the specifics because they've been very quiet at Traders Point. But that makes this game the sectional championship. So whoever wins this game is going to have 2 weeks to prepare for regional, right, which is just incredible preparation time. And you get to go see the championship game of your opponent next week. Mm-hmm. So there's so many positives. Whoever wins this game is going to have a direct advantage. But this is a sectional championship. One will be crowned tonight. We'll be the first sectional to crown a champion in week two, I think, in the history of the sport, or since we went to the tournament series. But that being said, we hope it's us.
Yeah, and I never think everybody around here is hoping it's you guys. And, you know, people are, you know, they get Central Catholic, but people are just tired of Central Catholic. Let's just put it out there the way it is.
Well, you know, Central Catholic has such a great past. They're in the same category as Sheridan. Yeah. And I think everybody just expects them to come over Central and beat us up. And I'm hoping their players feel that way and their coaching staff. But they have a wonderful young coach coaching them. He took a team last year that looked like they're going to be a 500 team and takes them all the way and wins a state championship against a good Lutheran team. So he knows how to coach. He's got a great staff. And one thing you know, whenever you play Central Catholic, they're going to be well coached. They're going to be extremely athletic. And their people are 100% behind them. When you play Clinton Central, you know that you got a great coaching staff you're going to run up against. You got a great team, and you got a community that's going to be right behind them. So this is the greatest look at high school football. The downside, we can't fill the stadium. That's the downside.
Yep.
You know, normally this Central Catholic game would have people all around. We would probably have 1,000 people or more at the game. That's not going to happen. So hopefully people will be listening to Wylo and keep track of what's happening so that they can hear how the Bulldogs are doing against LCC.
You know, both of you guys have brought it up, and I'm going to bring this up again, how much difference it is this year compared to last year. But see, Central Catholic had the same type of year last year. They started slow. They went on a roll, won six or seven in a row late, maybe more than that. They're doing the same thing again this year. So to me, it's a battle down to who's more mentally tough to go play tonight.
I would agree with that, and I also think that in the previous years, I mean, in my high school career, I think we've played Lafayette Central Catholic maybe once or twice, and both times, I mean, we just got beat up, and I think that we've had that mentality in the previous years where, oh, we're going to play Lafayette Central Catholic, and we're just going to get beat up. But I think that not only the coaches, but that are just the confidence within the team that this year, I think that we go into practice and we're working hard because we know that there is that very real chance that this isn't the year that we get beat up by Lafayette Central Catholic. And I hope that what I say is true, that we can come out here with a win, because it'll be the first time since 2009 that we've had a sectional title.
I 100% agree. And it's such a big thing at our school for us to be able to say that we're even competing for a sectional title tonight. Because if you would have told us that a couple of years ago, we would have probably laughed. Because, you know, freshman year we drew Monroe Central, sophomore year we drew Monroe Central, and then last year we drew Lafayette Central Catholic, all three in the first round of the sectional. And those were all state-ranked teams that obviously went on and had a lot of success. And so we, in our minds going into those games, we never stood a chance. And this is the first year that we've felt that we have an actual legitimate chance at winning a sectional, and so we're just extremely, extremely honored to even have that privilege tonight, and we plan 100% to take full advantage of it. And I think every guy on the team believes that and is sold out and ready to go tonight, because we want to take home that sectional title.
George, you brought up earlier about talking about how much interest there seems to be now in football over Clinton Central. And what I want to do is I want to ask Owen and Hunter, does it seem the same way to you guys? There's a lot of interest now, and hopefully you're going to see some more people come out for football in the future.
Yeah, I do believe there's a whole lot more interest. I think that this year, with having a new coach and coming off of such a rough season last year, I think that there was a lot of hesitance in even joining the football program. And, you know, like Coach Gilbert has said, us seniors have bought in and the entire team has bought in, but I think that most kids were, you know, worried, like, you know, Coach Gilbert's coming back to Clinton Central, you know, what does that look like? And I think that a lot of the kids, especially in the hallways, have talked about regretting not playing because of how successful we've been and hearing about how much fun our practices are and how, you know, Coach even mentioned that one of our players had said that at the beginning of practice, it feels like it's over in 20 minutes because, you know, we're always doing something. And I think that, yeah, there is a lot of talk of a lot of other kids playing, and I think we'll have a lot better numbers next year. But for right now, I think we have all that we need, and that's what we need to be doing and focusing on.
How does that make you guys feel?
I think it makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah. The beginning of the year, we had a couple of guys that decided not to play, a couple of pretty good varsity players. And, you know, it would have been real easy for us to lay down and say, oh, well, we're out these starters. You know, we're not going to do any good. But the team, you know, we all talked and we said, you know, we would have loved to have those guys, but they're history now. They're past. And so we're ready to move forward with the guys that we have. And we've loved all the guys that we've had this year. And then the whole talk of the school has been, oh, man, I wish I would have played. Yeah. There's one kid in particular that he tells me every single day that he wishes that he would have played this year, and he regrets not playing. He'll sit and watch film with me, you know, and point things out. And he loves the game of football. And there's so many dudes that are in that same boat that decided, no, you know, Coach Gilbert, he has a reputation of, you know, he's too hardcore for me and that kind of thing. And I don't think the guys realized how good of a coach he is and how well that he could actually prepare us to field a team this year. And so they neglected to see that preseason and during the summer and didn't want to even bother coming out. And I think that a lot of guys are regretting that. And I'm excited. I can't wait to come back and watch games next year and see just how well we do and the new guys that come out and play.
George, it's got to be rewarding for you, though, as well.
It is. You know, we wouldn't be talking the same level about Central Catholic if we didn't have a breakout game. And we beat the people we were supposed to beat. Well, we play Tri-Central, and we're supposed to lose, just like we're supposed to lose tonight. But we didn't. That was really a breakout game for a first-year program to be able to go out and beat an established program, a state championship program, and beat them, especially the way we beat them. One thing is go out and you just outclass somebody, but when you have a defensive battle and you win by 6 points, that's pretty impressive. So the situation for us is, yeah, we're talking about being able to compete, having a chance to win. Why? Because we had that breakout game and these guys believe. And if your kids believe, I tell you what, you're going to have an opportunity. So we're pretty excited.
Okay. Guys, anything else you want to bring up before we let you guys go?
Good. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck. Go kick some nights backside, please.
There
tonight.
You go. Would thank you, Mr. Hartman.
All right. Guys, thanks much, and good luck to you guys tonight. Yeah. That's been Hunter Salem and Owen Smith, along with football coach George Gilbert. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.